Hello guys, welcome to another episode on the Favored Podcast. It's always a pleasure to have you guys here. If it's your first time joining us, you are highly, highly welcome. Thank you for always coming back to listen and putting up with all our drama. Okay, so we started off talking about this thing called love. That's what we started talking about on the previous episode. And now it's another episode. So we're going to be talking about another characteristic or another feature of this thing called love. In our last episode, we left concluding that love is an action word. It's a doing as against just a saying or a feeling. Now, in today's episode, I have something very interesting for you. Love is blind. Oh my God. Love is blind. I am pretty sure that you have heard this statement severally. And it's interesting because we have said it so much that we now believe it. And you remember in my last episode, I said that we'll be talking about love from the perspective of the personality of love, and that is God. So everything I'm talking about will eventually get back to Him because He is love. So here, I have love is blind. It's interesting. Everybody says love is blind. Oh my God, we've said it so much, it has become a thing. And we now believe that love is actually blind. But I'll read you a scripture. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. It says, before I formed you, I knew you. And there's a lot of things after that. But the thing I just want to bring out is the first line. Before I formed you, I knew you. So if there's anyone that knows you, that knows your thoughts, that knows your flaws, that knows your mischief, that knows your secret desires, that knows your secret dreams, that knows the things that go through your mind per minute, per second, on a daily basis, it is the one person that genuinely loves you, and that is God. So basically, He sees it all, everything, even those things that you do on your own when you're alone, forgetting that you're never really alone. He sees them because He's always there. Those things that you think about and nobody hears, He hears them because He has always known you right from time. So He sees all that and He loves you. Okay? He loves you with an undying love. He has always loved you. He's loved you good times, bad times, the same. He has loved you. With all the knowledge of you that He has, He still loves you. So now my question is, do you really think that love is blind? I don't think so. I don't think love is blind. Jesus loved His disciples with their bad characters. If you have ever read the stories, you know, of Jesus while He was on earth, you will see that those disciples had serious character issues. They had bad mouth. They were impatient. They were angry. They were full of unbelief. They had so many character issues, but He loved them. And let's not go too far. Let's bring it back to you and I. With our everything, with everything that you do, you know what I'm talking about. With everything that I do, with all my imperfections, He loves me. And you say that love is blind. I don't think so. What am I trying to say? I think it's better to say that love is acceptance. Love is, I see you, I see your flaws, I see your faults, but I love you. It's a decision that you make to love someone even when they don't act like they deserve the love. So don't say that love is blind. I think love sees. Love should be an intentional decision that you make. Okay, I see this person's flaws. Oh, they talk too much. Oh, they do this. Oh, they do that. But I have made up my mind to love them regardless. Not that I'm blind to see your flaws. No, that's not what it is. I can see your flaws and I love you. I'm willing to help you. I'm willing to teach you just the way God is willing to help us. God is willing to teach us. God is willing to make us better. But He accepts us first the way we are. And then we begin to grow with him. So I make room for your excesses. I'm not blind to the fact that you're human. I'm not blind to the fact that you act this way. I'm not blind to the fact that you don't like this thing. But I make room for it, and I love you regardless. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 3 verse 13, very interesting. It says, make allowance for each other's faults. Oh, and forgive anyone who offends you. Oh, the Bible is so complete. So it just means that we all have faults, right? That's what it means. It means that as long as we are human beings that exist, we all have faults. So that's the number one error that we make when we say love is blind. We make it look like, oh, love cannot see these things. But love sees these things. And the interesting thing is, love sees these things, but it decides to keep going. So God says, make allowance for each other's faults. So the faults exist. Don't act like they don't exist. But then we do what? We accommodate them. Love is, I know you're not perfect. I see your flaws, but I have made room for them. I forgive you because I love you. I accommodate your shortcomings because I love you. I don't neglect the fact that you're imperfect, but I have chosen to love you. I don't neglect the fact that you have these things that you do that I don't really like, but I've chosen to love you. I've chosen to grow with you. I accept you the way you are. I've made room for you and your imperfections, because the best of us is a man. But I've chosen to love you. So love is not blind. It accepts rather than judging. So instead of judging you because you made a mistake or because there's something that you do that is a bad habit, I accept you. I take you with your flaws, and then we take it up from there. So love acknowledges the fact that you're not perfect, but it doesn't treat you differently because of that. So when you act up, God doesn't treat you differently. When you're being a good girl, a good boy, and being spiritual, God doesn't treat you differently. When you're being a bad girl, he doesn't feel differently about you. He loves you, he accommodates you, and then he wants to train you, and then he wants to teach you, and then he wants you to grow and become a better version of yourself. But love, first of all, accepts you just the way you are. So let's stop saying that love is blind. Love should not be blind. Love should see. Now, this doesn't negate the fact that there's always room for improvement. That's the biggest room in the world. There's always room for improvement. That's why I say we accept you and then we grow. Okay? So, if you walk in the notion that love is blind, you will live a life full of disappointment and surprises. Because the best of us is a man. So, you will be shocked every time the person does something. You'll be like, what? I didn't know that you used to do that. You know, because you went in and you say, oh, love is blind, I can't see anything wrong with this person. You know, so that's what it is. So love is not blind, love sees. So when you see those flaws, you accommodate them, you make room for them, and then you walk with the person and teach them and help them to grow out of it. Because love endures, love forbears, and love keeps going to the end. Okay? So that's what I want to talk to you about today. And I hope that I have blessed you. And I hope that the next time you see someone that you think you love, even as a friend or your spouse or anything like that, you don't walk in the notion that love is blind. Understand that we are all human beings and we have flaws and faults. So if you decide to love someone, then be ready to love them with their flaws. Then you can help them walk on those floors. Okay? Thank you so much for tuning in again today. I love you. And yes, I accept you and your flaws. All right. Take care of yourself. You can reach out to me. Send me an email, favoredpodcast@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Take care of yourself. Bye.